Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, March 10th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. Right now, we're going to talk to some of our favorite people. We got the Historic Point Boss, and we got Tom Brennemer with us right now, and we're going to talk about their Sugar Bush event along with some other fun things going on over at the Historic Point Boss. Tom, good to see you. How you been?
It's great to be here. Been good.
Good to hear, man. Always appreciate the time and love catching up with you guys over at the Historic Point Boss. It's been a busy time for you guys over there. You had a lot of great events going on, and we got another great one right around the corner. The Sugar Bush event at the Historic Point Boss comes up this Saturday, March 15th, 10 to 4. Tom, let's talk about this, and let's tell people about this event as if they haven't heard of it before or something.
Well, it's our annual spring. It's like resurrection for us because we've been not at the site since December.
We've been
there, but the public hasn't been there. And it's a real annual thing in Wisconsin. In history, it was a great thing, almost necessary because there was no sugar growing up here. A little bit of honey, but mostly maple sugar was the thing. And harvesting in February and March was the big deal for thousands of years.
One of the things that I appreciate so much about what you guys do over there, certainly keeping history alive and, you know, even for some out there, kind of helping them learn things that they may have not known about this area or their, you know, taking some pride in their history. But then there's the things, too, that I think that are just universal and I think are always a nice reminder of the perspective of. You mentioned something there about sugar not being that accessible.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be people listening to this right now that they can't wrap their minds around that.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Well,
if I want sugar, it's right there. It's always, but this was not, you know, this takes us to a different time when that was not the case.
It doesn't grow here.
No.
And even in southern U.S., very little.
Yeah.
Some sorghum down that way. But maple syrup, maple sugar was the big thing for forever.
Well, and in this, you know, I think that right now, especially, it's great for us to learn. Anytime we can help people learn, hey, this doesn't come from here or where it comes from or some, not only gives us a chance to shout out and give some pride in some other areas like we try to do with our own, but I think just interesting. It's just interesting to find out about this and how far we've come with trade and so much of this with our own goods and their goods and some of that. Tom, one of the other parts of this, too, that I enjoy is just talking about maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance I have to talk about maple syrup, I love being able to do that, Tom. I'm a big fan. And I'm not alone. This is one of the more popular parts of this event as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you'll be able to see maple syrup being made, boiled in a big cauldron, as they would have done 150 years ago. But you'll also get a chance to see how it was done long before that, where we have a hollowed log and we use heated rocks to heat the syrup, to condense it, to make it into syrup and then into sugar. That's actually a two-step process. And the native people didn't use maple syrup. They maybe did when they were making it. But once they had to put everything away to keep it, and drying was a big thing, and maple sugar is literally dried maple syrup.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cooked down further until it crystallizes.
It's
and
pretty
for storage, that's the only thing they could do. And they made tons of it, literally tons of it.
Tom, what are some of the things that will be going on with the event people can look forward to?
Well, besides the making the syrup itself, they're going to be making some small silver dollar buckwheat pancakes so that people can try a little maple syrup and a little buckwheat pancakes. This year, they're not going to be made in the Wakely House.
Interesting.
Well, we're under reconstruction there, and it's not available this spring.
Oh.
So in the bunkhouse, where there is also a wood-fired stove, we will be making pancakes. We'll be talking about tapping maple trees and some things out near the log cabin. There'll be some people working in the blacksmith shop. in the carpenter shop, in the barn, and in the one-room school. So there's lots of things to come and see and do, and each one will be kind of themed around the maple harvest, but the big thing will be the boiling of the sap.
I remember getting to take part in this event years ago, long before I worked at the station here and everything. And one of the things that I thought was really cool that I didn't understand, and I learn more and more about this history all the time, is how any one thing we're talking about, just something like this, you know, making maple syrup or sugar in general, even just sugar, how it took a village.
Oh,
you know, nowadays we go, it's one stop. I go here for this particular thing. I go to this place for this particular thing. And when we're talking about something like this, it took the community. It took so many people to get these things built. It's kind of cool to hear that process.
Especially in the native community, they would go to a sugar bush where it'd be a large grove of maple trees. But then each family had its own little section. And they would then, but literally had to work together. The women did a lot of the making of the syrup because the men were cutting wood and getting, keeping the fires going. So the women and children many times were hauling the birch bark baskets that they used. There's a way to fold birch bark so it's waterproof or will hold water.
Mm-hmm.
And they would bring that in cook it in the log, or later on after contact, they had some large cauldrons, a couple of which we have replicas. Mm-hmm. They're actually old ones that we'll use, but it literally took everybody. They moved there from their winter quarters. They moved into that and stayed there for a time and then would move to their gardens and that later on.
It's another great thing to mention there, too, and the idea of that. And I think that one of the fun things to history that I feel like a lot of us do, you get a little perspective from it, a little bit of understanding. You know, life can be a grind sometimes. It can be, you know, long days, especially we're on a Monday here, the beginning of the week and everything. I think you take in these experiences, these events, and they give you a lot of perspective and a lot of appreciation of what we have. And I think a thank you to the people that trailblazed and got us to this point.
Right. You know, there's one that Mike brought up last year, the first time that we encountered it, is that just before the Civil War, in the North, many people did not want to use white sugar because it was slave manufactured.
Oh, sure.
In the Caribbean, in that area. So they relied a lot on maple sugar, and there was a place in Michigan we learned about where they made thousands and thousands of pounds of maple sugar as an industry and then had it shipped east and sold.
Wow.
So that the people living, the anti-slavery people in the Northeast didn't have to use white sugar and still be able to sweeten their food.
Wow.
It's strange. I mean, and it was a phenomenal. I don't have the numbers here, but just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The amount of tonnage that they were able to put together.
That's really interesting.
And as a community, I'm sure that was a great influx for them.
You know? Oh, yeah. The economic impact that had and stuff. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Tom, you mentioned that you guys haven't been able to be on the grounds for a couple months and everything. How did the prep go for this? What kind of work do you guys do to get the land ready, to get the buildings ready for the Sugar Bush event?
Well, our buildings are pretty good as far as not having to... this year we got through without any real repair.
Oh, good.
So, we have to, you have to clean them up a little. Yeah. I mean, let's face it, you know. And we were getting ready there. And then because we've been working on the Wakely House itself, we haven't had the time either to put into that. So it's kind of good that we didn't have any damage. If the weather holds good and it stays reasonably dry, then the grounds will be not be too soft and things will work good.
Great. Really good to hear. And you know, one of the things that about this event, too, that I enjoy is certainly, yes, talking about maple syrup, learning the history of it and everything. But the chance to just check out the grounds, you know, especially like you mentioned that you guys haven't been there in a couple months. Anybody, if it's been a while since you've been the Historic Point Boss, I think this is one of those signature events that not only welcomes everybody, but everybody can have fun from, everybody can learn from.
Right.
I want to remind people of that.
We've actually got a new building that we've never had before with the Saratoga Town Hall.
Hmm.
That was, I remember as a kid, it was an ancient old building then. it was moved out to the site last fall and a foundation poured, and there's a walkout basement thing underneath, which it never had before.
Hmm.
But now they've reset it. The walls are set up, the roof. I believe we'll be done this week. I certainly hope so.
Mm.
The weather holds, and it sounds like it will.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's something you'll be able to at least see from the outside, is what's going to happen with that town hall. And I think it's going to be a real addition.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then in December of this last year, the Wakely House was raised for the second time off the foundation, moved this time into the front yard.
Mm.
The old foundation completely torn out, and a new foundation put in there. This is a major investment by a local foundation.
Yeah.
Like in hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
To redo this. But the basement, the foundation that's there now will stand for another 100, 150 years easily. It's well done. We're backfilling it as we speak. In fact, if people want to come out and volunteer, if you like playing in the dirt, this is the week to come and visit us anytime during the week from about 9 till probably 2 in the afternoon. They'll be working backfilling around that building. We're sieving all the dirt to make sure we get back any artifacts, and we have found a bunch of broken pottery, bones, not human, but animal bones, things from around the foundation of the house. How they got there, we're not so terribly sure, but somebody had a pit somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
We found several good-sized Ziploc bags full of broken pottery of many different kinds. And now, once we get caught up on this project, then to sit down and try to identify, okay, about what era did this piece come from? Because you can check that stuff out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be really, really interesting. And it would be great for research. People that want to do research, you want to volunteer, have I got a deal for you.
It's all great points, Tom. And as usual, you set me up perfectly, because I did want to bring up volunteering over there.
Oh, yeah.
And we like to bring that up whenever we get together. Certainly, we want younger people. We want more people down there at the Historic Point Boss to help keep history alive, to give more and more of our kids a future here with this. And this great organization continuing. But then there's the other part of this, too, you mentioned, as far as some of the new additions over there, and we could use some volunteers to help out with some of these things. I would say it was a couple of weekends ago, I took my dad driving around town, and he worked a lot of construction in this area. Mm-hmm. And so we'll go past a building that he worked on maybe 20 years ago, and it's still up and standing, and the look in his face and the pride he has in that building that him and his coworkers built and everything. Imagine being able to feel that kind of pride over at the Historic Point Boss.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine feeling like you were truly a part of history. You were truly a part of keeping history alive just for getting your hands in the dirt. Like, you get to feel that pride from doing something like this. Take an hour out of your day. Come on down. Help out a little bit. Not only are you going to get a good workout in, going to get some good exercise in, which we could all use a little bit more probably. But you're also going to be able to leave there taking that pride that is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Your muscles might be sore for a little bit here afterwards, but that pride you'll have forever. Yep. That's forever, being able to take that pride and knowing that we're keeping the history alive.
You know, many years ago, like 35 years ago, my mom was still around, and she knew what we were doing down there. And one day she said to me, "I think that's nuts. that's just an old pile of sticks. And she was correct physically, because it was a mess. And I looked at her and said, so is your house, Mom. And she just kind of stared at me. And, you know, she became a volunteer after that. Not a lot because of age and infirmity, sure. But she was able to come out and contribute a little bit of physical support.
Mm-hmm.
But when I told her that, I mean, she thought for a second going, yeah, I raised my family there. Okay, other people raised their families there. Can you imagine a man, a wife, two children coming in June,
wow,
having another child in December, and living where you're 100 miles from the nearest road? I mean, I can't imagine it myself.
No, I can't.
I honestly.
No.
It just doesn't. So to preserve that history is just, it's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
To be able to do that.
And you can have a hand in that, everybody.
Yes. Yep.
And whether if you're busy, if you're not able to be a part of this event or help out the project that they have going over there that Tom mentioned earlier, there are events year-round on over at the StorePoint Bus, which not only do we encourage you to attend and be a volunteer whenever you can, but to certainly be a member and, mm-hmm. and get your season tickets. Yep. You'll have that covered. That way you don't even have to worry about tickets for all these great events. Right. But you're also, again, knowing that you're investing in one of the greatest things we can in our future. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about Historic Point Bus, yes, we are. This is a lesson in history. This is some pride in history. But we're really talking about the future here.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about some mm-hmm. keeping something around. And while there are plenty of textbooks and plenty of websites nowadays that you can go up and look up the history of Nakusa or the history of this area, mm-hmm. there is only one place you can go to literally touch history.
Yep.
Feel history, smell history, walk on the ground of history. There's only one place you can do that.
Right. We're a living history center. We have great museums. We have several.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three in this area that I could mention right mm-hmm. now. I mean, with the paper industry and with the Alexander House mm-hmm. and with Salford County. I mean, they're great, every one of them. And we are different than them. Not better, not worse, mm-hmm. just different.
Yeah.
And when you come into our place, if you want to sit in a chair, you sit in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to taste the pancakes on Saturday, you can do that.
Yeah.
It's a way so unique. Yes. And I love living history places. Mm-hmm. I stop at them when I have a chance, when I'm going somewhere. You know, I walked on the same boards that Abraham Lincoln walked on.
Man.
It's such an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. Goosebumps just thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the kind of thing and the kind of feeling you can get over at the Historic Point Bus. Want to remind everybody again, their Sugar Bush event at the Historic Point Bus is taking place Saturday, March 15th, 10 to 4. For tickets, Tom, how much do these cost? How much can people expect to pay for
these? I knew you were going to ask me, and I don't know.
Well, I put you on the spot on purpose. I was just messing with you a little
bit
there.
Thanks a lot.
In part because we're friends, but also because you guys do something so unique over there. These whatever you paid a while ago, everybody, you're still paying.
They
don't change the prices over there. They make them affordable.
No, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's $3.
It is five for adults, three for students.
Five for three. I knew there was a three.
Preschoolers and members are free. You are not going to find many more affordable things for you and your family than this event.
You can come and spend the better part of a day.
Yeah.
By the time you get to each thing and participate, Don's going to have some carpenter stuff going on in the carpenter shop that you can help participate in. The blacksmith shop, you can't really get in there because that's dangerous, but you can certainly watch him work.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, the pancakes out in the fur trade cabin, we can go over the fur trade. That's 200 years of the economics of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all there was here until just before the Civil War was the fur trade.
It's an integral part of the history of this state.
Absolutely.
And especially locally. It really is. And it's a chance to take in history, live history, believe, you know, learn more and have some fun while you're at it as well. And again, if you're a school or a teacher out there listening and you'd like to have your students come and take tours, or if you want to volunteer for any of these things, and to families out there, we certainly encourage you to bring the kids to these events. Same thing with volunteering. Bring the kids on down. Bring people to help out with this. Many hands make light work, of course, but also one of the most important parts about this to adults out there, when you bring kids around, their brains are sponges and they see you caring about history. They see you putting into your community. They're more likely to do that when they become adults.
Right.
That is a big part of this in the kind of handing down of history that we do with this, not only this great event, but all the good things you guys do over there.
When school groups come, and I'm as guilty as the next one, you kind of wonder, are they really getting it?
Mm-hmm.
And then at the next event, kid comes in with grandma and grandpa, and they'll go, they'll start telling grandma and grandpa about something they see there that they learned out of school group.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our payday. That's we don't get paid, but that's our payment is, wait a minute, I made a difference in this kid. He learned something. It sounds corny, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It really, when you sit back and look at it after a while, it's like, wait a minute.
No,
it's
an incredible legacy. It really is that you, everybody over there at Historic Point Boss deserve to take some pride and some in appreciation in, and let's help them out, everybody. Not only attending these events, but volunteering whenever we have a chance to. You can get your tickets and find out more at historicpointboss.com. That's historicpointboss.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well.
Absolutely.
Tom, a nice job here, by the way. You know, you and I don't do a lot of solo shows
together.
Nice work. Yeah, you hung in there. You did a great job, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, I can talk your arm off. When it comes to that, I mean, it's been not quite half my life that I've spent part of my time down there, and it's really, really important.
It really is. And we encourage you to bookmark their webpage, historicpointboss.com. Follow along with all the work that they're doing on their social media accounts, everybody, and help keep history alive over at the Historic Point Boss. We'll meet you there for the Sugar Bush event happening Saturday, March 15th from 10 to 4 over at the Historic Point Boss at 364 Wakely Road in beautiful Nakusa. Tom, say hi to everybody over there for us. We'll talk again soon.
I'm going there right now. That's why I'm so elegantly dressed in my, my coveralls and whatever, because we're going to go play in the dirt.
Looking good. Have some fun. And we'll talk to you all real soon.